for the excess calories you've consumed in your eggs. I've just got a reading before we go any further from Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, we're just going to look at the first four verses. Obviously somebody wants some more eggs. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, this is what it says. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he also made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. The brief I was given tonight was to just cover one or two little things. I was going to cover the idea of the Big Bang, evolution, who created the chicken and the egg, and sort of redemption, just in a few minutes. Nobody's smiling very much at that. That's a big ask. Okay. Yeah, that's what I said. Okay, which came first, the chicken or the egg? That's a conundrum. That's what everybody says. You know, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
The egg.
Chicken. Well, you see, we've already got a difference of opinion. Really, it depends what you believe. It all comes down to what you believe. If you believe that God made everything, then which would he have made the first? The chicken or the egg? The chicken, yeah? If you believe in an evolutionary type of outlook, which would have come first? It's got to be the egg, because what you get is the new generation from the egg. But I do stress that it's what you believe. Well, somebody would turn around and say, ah, but if you sort of go along the lines of evolution, you don't have to believe it. All you do is look at the facts. Well, unfortunately, it's not quite as straightforward as that. I often respond when people are saying about evolution, Big Bang, etc., that I don't have enough faith to believe in evolution, and I don't have enough faith to believe in the Big Bang. But they're certainly taught as scientific facts. It's taught as fact in school. If you've been in school, they will tell you in your physics lessons, in your biology lessons, that it all originated with the Big Bang, and it all developed through evolution. And in fact, in June this last year, the UK government said that no longer could the schools teach creation as an alternative to evolution. And any result that you see in the media from experiments or what have you that's gone off, the idea of supporting either evolution or the Big Bang is trumpeted really loudly, isn't it? If you ask the person in the street what happened, more often than not, they would say, well, it all started with a Big Bang. Last year, there was results from the Bicep 2 team who they claim had picked up evidence of the Big Bang. Maybe you saw that, yeah? Stephen, could you put the first slide up for us, please? These are the sort of things that you saw in the press last year. It says, major discovery, smoking gun for the universe's incredible Big Bang expansion found. Astronomers have found the first direct evidence of cosmic inflation, the theorized dramatic expansion of the universe that put the bang in the Big Bang 13.8 million years ago. That's what new research suggests. Could you pop slide 2 for us, please, Stephen? A little bit more to read, you can have a look at that, but basically, down at the last paragraph, Professor of Physics Mark Kaminowski at Johns Hopkins University, USA, he wasn't actually involved in the discovery, but he predicted it back in 1997. He predicted that these gravitational wave imprints could be found. He said it's huge. And that was splashed all over the news. Support for the Big Bang. The Big Bang's been proven. As a matter of interest, did anybody see those things splashed around? Nobody? One or two? It's only me pays attention to this sort of stuff. Never mind. Okay. What they didn't trumpet quite so loudly was this year. Could you put the next slide on for us, please, Stephen? Cosmic inflation. New study says Bicep claim was wrong. And this is by physicists. Alright, the measurements that were taken by Bicep 2, basically, they were mistaken. The reflections were through dust in our own atmosphere. In our own bit of the galaxy. Oh, right, so hang on, we've got this superb evidence, we can prove it. Actually, we can't. Could you put the next slide up for us, please, Stephen? And this, right, for me, is incredibly incriminating. It again says that it's a mistake, but this is what it says. It says the Big Bang Theory itself might still prove to be valid about the origin of the universe. It might be right. This is the proven fact that might be right. When Stephen was 3, he discovered the idea of conditional statements. Might be. Got this small pack of screwdrivers, all right, and he got the pack and he was wandering around with it, you know, like Dad did, I got the screwdrivers, etc. He picked this pack up and he wandered out of the room. It was gone for about 10, 20 seconds, came back in without the packet. And I suddenly looked and thought, where are my screwdrivers? So he said to Stephen, where are they? And we sort of took him back into the room and he pointed over to this bookcase. It wasn't a built-in bookcase, it was an open-back bookcase. And he pointed to it and he said, over there. We said, are they in the bookcase? And he said, might be. Now, the problem with this bookcase was, as I said, it was open. It was full of books, almost to the ceiling. And I needed my screwdrivers, so I had to go into that bookcase and remove 3/4 of these books. There must have been 120 books. Got round to the bottom, got the top bookcase off, looked down, and I said, Stephen, they're not there. And he says, might not. Well, unfortunately, in this case, might be that the Big Bang happened, or might not. People say they believe in the Big Bang, but the actual fact of the matter is, which Big Bang do they believe in? Because you see, there have been quite a few theories. There's been the standard model, there's been the inflationary model. And after that, because that didn't fit, then we had to add the idea of dark matter. That didn't quite explain everything, so we had to go to the idea of wormholes, multiverses, string theory. Because you see, it doesn't actually fit. So we have to keep coming up with these different ideas to try and make it stretch. And the one statement, the theory... theoretical physicists say was, well, the maths is compelling. The problem is that they are so far in front of what we've actually discovered that they are really wildly speculating. One of the first things they proposed was this idea of dark matter. At universities around the world, we are hunting for dark matter, and we have not found it. And yet there are several ideas further down the line from where dark matter is, and we're still trying to find this dark matter. In other branches of science, they actually have this saying. There is speculation. There's wild speculation. And then there's theoretical physics. Okay? And that's where we are at the moment. And unless you're a theoretical physicist, your idea of the Big Bang has already been proved wrong. Because there are umpteen additions, adaptions, and variations. And it's the latest research that says, well, this might fit. But then again, might not. Okay, so there's this wild speculation. But why do they think that this actually fits? Well, the fact of the matter is that they believe that they will find the evidence to back it up. They believe they will find the evidence. They haven't found the evidence, they simply believe that they will, because they're committed to the idea that everything came about without God. They've got some facts, and they've got a story, and they're trying to make the two fit, and at the moment, they do not. It's an assumption, because they're working from the idea that there is no God, so things must have come from somewhere. What about life itself? Well, March 27, 2014, it says this, that the scientists took a major step forward in making life from scratch. Actually creating life, one of the biggest things they actually thought that we've got here, the idea of creating life from scratch. I don't want to demean what they did, but this is the experiment they actually carried out. They got some yeast, They modified the genes and they ended up with different yeast. Well, I don't know about you, but that's not life from life. That's life that's different from the other life. You know, there's an old joke. It says that the scientists were saying to God, "We don't need you anymore. We can do away with you because we can create life." And they said, "Look, we'll even put it to the test. You start off with your stuff and we'll start off and we'll create life." And God says, "Okay, let's go ahead with it." The scientists went down, picked up a hand of soil, and God says, "Oi, get your own soil. What are you going to start with? If you're already starting with something that's there, that's not quite how it is." But they believe that eventually they'll be able to do it. Why did they believe that they'll eventually be able to do it? Because their experiments so far haven't been able to. Again, they're committed to the idea that it came about without God. Well, what about evolution itself? The problem they have is there's no mechanism for it to happen. They haven't discovered a way for the genetic mutation to actually produce something different. Most genetic mutations are at the very least neutral, and more often than not, fatal. Mutations are a loss of information, the sort of thing that whatever comes along, perhaps X-rays or some sort of nuclear bombardment, and modifies the genes. But that's a loss of information. Stephen, could you put the next slide up for us, please? Now, unless you've been to the Isle of Man or seen pictures of it, you won't actually recognize this, but this is the Laxey Wheel on the Isle of Man. Okay, it's a huge water pump. Now, if you look at the wheel, those spokes that are coming down are a particular colour. Sorry, Dave, it won't actually affect you, this. Can you tell me, unless you've already seen it, what colour those spokes are?
Red.
How do you know the red?
I just know black.
They do look black.
Actually, the red comes in different variations of black in the picture, but we're not with that.
Well, we've got a photographer speaking. Would anybody else look at those spokes and say that it's red? No. Could you have the next picture, please? There they are, they're red. Thank you, Stacey, you've spoiled the demonstration, but never mind. But that's a loss of information going from colour to black and white. And it's very difficult to go back. And that's what happens with mutation. You lose information and you can't actually go back. They've run lots of experiments. They tended to use flies because there's a short life. You get lots of generations quickly, so what you can have is a very fast turnover. Because they often say you can't see a evolution because it takes such a long time. So if you have the short lifespan of a fly, obviously as they mutate, then you get more generations. Do you know what? They've still got flies. They tried with fish, and they still end up with fish. And at the moment, what they're trying to do is use computer simulations to prove it. Because they can't prove it, actually. Why are they going to such lengths? One simple reason. They believe they will find the answer. They believe that they will find an answer without God. They believe that they will find a natural cause for the universe. They believe they'll find a way for life from non-life. They believe that we'll find a mechanism for evolution. If you don't believe in God, you have to believe in something else. If you don't want to believe in God, you have to believe in something else. So if you believe in the Big Bang, what you're actually doing is you're believing that their belief is true. That's one step removed. Whereas in the Christian faith, what we're saying is believe and you will find out for yourself. It will be direct. You won't need to have a higher maths degree to be able to understand what they're talking about. You will find out for yourself. As God says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Genesis and many other scriptures, like the one we read, talk about the idea that God created, and it's God that we're putting our faith in. A book, yes, but a book that through its pages has given life and transformed so many lives. It's given new hope to people. Different races, different cultures, different backgrounds, different times, different ages. Same effect. New life. When they believe. And it really comes down to the fact of that. Do you want to believe what the Bible tells you, or do you want to believe because somebody else believes that they'll find an answer? So really, from my point of view, the answer is the chicken's got to have come first. So what's the point of the egg? Well, it's Easter. And, well, it's always a good time to eat chocolate, isn't it? Yeah, that's good enough. But what does the egg symbolise? Well, as you look at the egg, you can think of the stone that was rolled in front of the tomb. The tomb that sealed the body of the Lord Jesus Christ in it after he died. Remember that Jesus died, and it was unlike any other death. He sacrificed himself. Other people have sacrificed themselves, but he gave himself for the whole wide world. He gave himself for those who had done wrong, even though he had done no wrong. And if it's a traditional egg, quite a large one, perhaps like that one, as you break it, the broken shell there will, well, symbolise the idea of the empty tomb. How many eggs these days are empty? You don't get that many chocolates in them, do you? But it talks about the empty tomb. The tomb that was open because there was no body in there anymore, because Jesus had been raised to life. And the egg, the fertilised egg, speaks of new life. And the new life is what Jesus had when he was raised from the dead. And the new life is the new life that he promises to each and every person that believes him. Only one step of faith. Only one level of believing. Or would you prefer the other one, where you have to believe what someone else believes, because they believe that they'll find an answer? Or do you want to believe the one who is the answer?